by ship, by plane, by road, by human carriers. Goods are smuggled dangerously out of one country into another. Goods which are forbidden cargo. Revealing the inside story of The Black Book.
This is a spot, boys. Nice, quiet, in the deep part of the harbor I was telling you about. Lugged a no-good son of a sneaking right out of the auto.
Drag him by the shoulders, Mickey.
Those damn cement boots fit for size, huh?
For the last time, Charlie, you can't do this.
Hear that, fellas? You can't do this, he says. Listen, sneak rat. If you're the praying kind, start right now. Give a prayer of thanks that I'm a softy, that I'm only dumping you in a deep drink. Them cement boots you're stuck with are heavy, so you'll drown fast and easy and stay on the bottom till you rot. Give a prayer of thanks I don't do to you what the boys did to the last undercover rat Narcotics Bureau sent to try to frame me.
You should have let us, boss. Dumping a cement loaded guy ain't fun.
Hear that, punk? Alabama, he's disappointed. He wants to try out on you what he tries out on the other rat I talk about. You see, Alabama, he reads books. He reads about an old Chinese trick about 1,000 cuts. So what's he do? He figures he can bump a guy with 1,000 punctures from an ice pick. He only got to 90 before the crumb croaked.
This lunk's bigger than the other. I could have topped 90.
Killing me, Charlie, it's as bad as killing a cop.
Get that, boys. Killing him's bad as killing cops, he says. Cops don't worry me none. They're like you undercover boys from Narcotics. Bunch of punks when you come up against me, Charlie Alberto.
Okay, boss. Let's do the job, get out of here. All them ships on the harbor gets me nervous. How we know some guys ain't watching us through glasses?
When I pick a spot, Alabama, I pick a spot, savvy?
Oh, sure. But let's slide him over. I want a drink.
Okay, said time to pray. Toss him in, boys.
Charlie, not me. Not me.
Yeah, you rat.
Charlie!
It was too quick for his breed, boss.
Next time, Alabama. Next one we catch, he's all yours.
Say, thanks, boss.
Let's go, boys.
I tell you, man, this outfit we're after, it's replaced without a doubt Murder Incorporated as the principal source of heroin east of the state line. On a conservative basis, we estimate its annual sales at about $3.5 million.
$3.5 million.
You've seen the names of these narcotic smugglers in the Black Book. They're right at the top of the heap, far removed from the actual peddling of the forbidden cargo. For years now, they've hired others to run their risk for them. Our urgent problem is get evidence which will lead to their arrest and conviction.
I take it, sir, there's to be a change in our methods.
A change in methods, a change in a tech. We've worked out a new scheme.
Huh?
If it succeeds, fine. If it fails, well, I guess the boys in the Black Book can boast of having murdered a few more from this bureau. Undercover agent Max Rosen was found this morning.
Fine.
A man fishing from a deserted pier got his line caught and tugged it up. Had a piece of cloth on the hook. Fortunately, he showed intelligence, reported to the police. Rosen's feet had been cemented in a drum of concrete.
Any leads on the killer, sir?
Yeah, like everything else in this dirty game. Nothing but leads which vanish in thin air before they turn into solid evidence. But we feel if we concentrate on Charlie Alberto, otherwise known as Little Bullets, and get him, we've grabbed the top man. The rest will fall easily. But to get back to our proposed scheme, the broad strategy is this. Tomorrow, we're bringing in secretly from the Midwest an undercover agent who'll be known as Frankie Heimer. He'll check in at the Cosmo Hotel on Church Street and there establish himself. Before we get into details, Frankie, let's have your report.
Well, naturally, I can't say for certain, but I've a hunch the small fry peddlers are looking me over carefully. I put out a couple of feelers to buy the stuff, saying I don't want adulterated, but pure. But I'll pay the ruling price.
You bought any yet?
No, sir. Boys are mighty careful. Don't forget I've only been here a week and, this East Harlem is sure a tough district.
Don't we know it? And the police. It's that Charlie Alberto. He rules the area with the worst bunch of hoods you'd find anywhere.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be hard to reach. I saw him yesterday, you know, in that flashy auto of his. Chrome trimmings all over, banks of fog lights, twin horns, backing lights. One of those nutty whip aerials.
Yeah. We only wish he'd have a fatal accident with his auto. Save the taxpayers a lot of money. Us a lot of trouble. That's Charlie. Drive around in the biggest flashy car and presses the mob and morons.
He's a pudgy-looking guy. Reminds me of a snub-nosed bullet.
That's why they call the punk Little Bullets. Tell me, you get the names of any of the peddlers showing interest?
Oh, well, there's one I'm trying to cultivate, a creep by the name of Tony Gazzardo. Tall, dark, thin, cadaverous guy. Type you'd expect to find as a charnel house attendant.
Tony Gazzardo?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of Charlie's runners, but cunning. Very cunning. I can't ping a thing on him that'll stick. Strictly a vicious hood.
I concentrate on him?
Yeah. Now, who else have you got to know? Give me their names.
Oh, let's see. There's Mibbs Callahan.
Mm.
Barney Gondoff. Detroit Paul. Johnny Strassnider. Oh, yeah, and the one I've just met called the Clinic Kid.
Yeah, we know the whole pack. All in the black book. You've worked fast, Frankie. Only hope it hasn't been too fast.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I've let dribble around the district that things got too hot for me over in the Midwest, but I still got my clients, and I'll buy good stuff. Oh, I'd play it itchy. They're still standing off, conning me carefully.
All right. How do you feel about putting the second strategy into operation?
Suits me. Provided your boys don't play it too rough.
We'll watch it, but it's got to be convincing. At least bruises.
Oh, okay. I guess I've been beaten up by tougher boys.
But never officially, eh?
Not yet.
Good man.
Okay, when's it to be?
I'll leave that to you. You know the way these animals are looking at you.
Uh-huh. Well, I say that'll be as soon as possible.
Tomorrow?
Fine.
Where shall we pick you up for questioning?
Oh, say 2:00 at a gas station in the South Bronx. Corner Willis Avenue, 140th Street.
Perfect. I'll send Dick Both, Rod Clark, and Bern Frizzell. They're three officers well-hated in that part of the Bronx.
Yeah, I don't think I know them.
They know you by sight. I'll brief them in the morning.
Who else are you picking up?
To make the whole affair look on the level, we'll spring a mass raid. Pick up, bring in for questioning the ones you mentioned. Callahan, Strassnider, Paul, the Clinic Kid, and say about 8 or 9 others.
Uh-huh. How's it to be handled?
We grab them all up around the same time as we snatch you. They'll be brought to narcotics headquarters on Broadway. Now, here's the angle. You'll be herded together on the 5th floor.
Yeah.
My boys look you over, cite you as their latest suspect, take you in a room for questioning. Others will take most of the rest into the room across the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be left hanging around under guard near the room in which we've got you. Now, the door of that room will be left open, just enough so they can hear our questions, your answers.
That's fine.
We'll pretend to get exasperated with you. You're stubborn. Mm-hmm. You're not exactly sneering, but you're defiant. We try everything to make you break, but you don't.
I see. So I've got to put on an act to convince the peddlers I'm solid, that I can be trusted, huh?
That's it. It's the only way we can figure out how to get you trusted by them completely. Once you're accepted, play it cagey until you're dealing with the big boy himself, Charlie Alberto. Now, anything you're not clear on?
No, I've got it. Your men will know the car I'll be in.
Yeah, they'll bring it in for searching.
Oh, yeah.
Our mechanics say they'll need only a couple of hours to fix up the boot, to rearrange the back seat so that Roland can fit in without too much cramp.
It's going to be a little hard on his legs.
Roland's the best stenographer in the bureau, a trained observer. We feel he's the man to supply the corroborating evidence we need. In other words, once you've been accepted as trustworthy by the dope peddlers, you're to do all business with them in your car.
I see.
Roland will overhear their conversation with you, record it by shorthand, transcribe it, and you both sign it.
Both sign it. How about his ability to identify?
The mechanics are fitting in your car a concealed arrangement of small mirrors in such a way that wherever a peddler's standing outside or sitting inside your car, Roland will see his face.
Yeah, that's neat.
One other thing. We've got hold of a small commercial truck fitted out with cameras, complete with telescopic lenses and things like that. Now, where you drive, the truck tails.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. That truck's so made it can change its appearance faster than a chorus girl.
That's better. Oh, all right, sir. I guess that's enough for now.
Sure. See you tomorrow after 2 at headquarters in the interrogation room.
Yeah. Oh, tell the boys not to mess me up too much, huh?
Only enough to make it look convincing, eh? Well, good luck.
Hey, this joint gives me the creeps.
Yeah, they got the clinic kid in a long time.
Hope he don't sing, Tony.
If he does, he can't do much.
I sure putting the heat on that Frankie Heimer.
Yeah. See, Alabama, I seen him around, wanted to do business, but I thought...
Watch your mouth, Tony. You want to...
I told you lugs a million times. You can't make a case on me, and I'll never help you make a case
Frankie
on anybody
up
else. I go, ooh! And you can kick my teeth in, but I ain't talking. I ain't gonna help.
All right. Let the punk go. But I'm warning you.
You're warning me. Look at me. I'm all scared into a twitch.
Get out of here. Beat it back to the gutter.
So long, fellas. Next time, pick on a guy you can scare.
Say, Tony, there goes the kind of guy little bullets could use.
Yeah. Figure we ought to pass the word on to the boss. He's okay. Charlie said to look out for new business, and that, Frankie's it.
District Supervisor, Willard. Who made the contact, Frankie? Tony Gazzardo in Alabama, huh? That's fine. Yes, Roland's been standing by for the last week. And the truck waiting the green light from you. When's the deal? Yeah. That's fine. I'll have Roland in position 15 minutes from now. Contact me if the deal comes off. Fine. Good luck. Green light, Roland.
Frankie make contact?
Just phoned. According to what he can figure, our little stunt last week, letting some of Charlie Alberto's boys overhear us grilling him, is showing signs of dividends.
Well, let's hope we'll get the sons of sin this time.
Don't work up a sweat. Let the ball bounce, but don't miss a word. Don't miss a syllable. Shorthand down everything said by Frankie and every guy who speaks to him, and make sure you get a good look at their faces.
I'll watch it close.
I don't have to tell you we're relying on you.
I meet Frankie where, sir?
Well, what do you feel about locking you in the compartment, Roland?
Safer. Can't tell if one of the dopers will get a sudden idea to look inside.
Okay. Look, if anyone does asks why it's locked, I'll tell them it's been locked for months and I lost the key. Never worried about it.
That should pass. Well, I'm ready.
Okay.
have I got such long legs?
Don't worry, I'll drive around the pumps.
You'd better. One thing, weather's cool. Okay, Frankie, walk out and let's go.
Hi, Frankie.
You're a minute late, Alabama.
So what, pal? You're the boss around these parts?
Okay. Ain't got all day to sit around. I get to figuring maybe I'll do business elsewhere.
Oh, no. Ain't that a no good amount of words to say to a pal?
You got the stuff on you?
Man, you sure are impatient.
5 ounces will do for a start. If it's pure enough, I'll be in a big way.
$350 an ounce, Frankie.
Okay, I got it. You got it?
Uh-uh.
You giving me the runaround, Alabama?
You're all right, Frankie. Me and Tony, we was up there, too, the day they grilled us all. You did fine.
Now listen, pal, and listen good. I'm used to dealing with a big brain, not with peanut-headed sidekicks.
Frankie, some guys use a gun. Some use a knife. Know something? I'm different, Frankie. I use an ice pick. If I don't hate a guy, I stab once. If I really hate a guy, I stab 90 times. And ain't he glad to hand in his checks?
I won't do business with you. Where's Charlie?
Hey, it's funny you ask that. I'm here to pass on that Charlie wants to meet you before we make a deal.
Well, why didn't you say instead of doing a samba on your gums? Okay, now where'll I find him?
Around 6, look for his car. He'll pull into this Fulham station for gas. Get his okay and we do a deal.
I'll be here. Tell Charlie don't be late.
You kidding?
Frankie, how are you?
All right, Charlie.
Come over to my car. Let's talk.
Must I?
That's the way I like it.
Okay.
Don't like getting out of my car, Frankie.
Suits me. Alabama tell you?
5 ounces. 350.
High grade?
Highest there is.
It's a deal. Get the money ready. 17.50.
Meet Tony tomorrow. Round 11.
For what?
For the stuff.
Oh, don't you trust me, Alberto?
It's from 11 tomorrow. At 8 2nd Street and Columbus Avenue. So long, Frankie.
Would you say Charlie's on to us, Frank?
I don't know, sir. Unless that's his psychology, sitting in his flashy car, order people to go to him, not the other way around.
It could be that, sir. Alabama showed no hesitation in leaning half in our car.
Yeah, it made me half jump out of my skin. Suddenly appeared as if out of the ground.
You saw him clearly, Roland?
Yes, unfortunately.
Listen, did you notice in Roland's notes Alabama's boast about the ice pick?
I noticed it. When we found our man full of holes as a coffee strainer, both the homicide boys and ourselves weren't 100% sure it was a smuggler's killing. We figured it could have been done by a maniac. Some psycho in a blood frenzy.
Yeah. Alabama mentioned the figure 90.
And that's why, if and when we get Charlie Alberto, we're pulling in Alabama. Let the cops work on hooking him to the murder. Did I say if and when? I should say if we get Alberto or not.
Then there's Max Rosen.
I know.
Look, listen, how do you say we try this? I meet Tony Gazzardo, complete the deal, arrange for another in, oh, say, 2 days' time. I tell him then my clients weren't satisfied with the heroine's quality, that he sold me short. That's why I demand a talk with Charlie Alberto.
And you see Charlie?
Yeah, I can't get out of my car. I got drunk, fell downstairs, chipped a bone in my ankle. I got my foot and ankle wrapped up in gauze. On the seat with me is a pair of crutches. Well, what's the reaction?
Though Charlie is clearing at least $2 million a year running in forbidden cargo, information has it he's money hungry.
Could you send word that you're in the market for a really big deal, say 20 ounces?
That's $7,000.
Yeah, well, if it's cash on delivery, it's my guess that his money hunger will overcome his vanity. Probably fall out of his chrome chariot to snatch the greenbacks.
If he does, you witness it, Roland. Record the talk, and the boys in the truck manage to photograph the whole thing. Yes. With that corroborating evidence, Charlie could hire the smartest attorney in the States, and our charges would still stick.
Provided he doesn't insist on making the meet at night, some dark spot.
Hmm. And if he does, Frank?
He's been known to operate after that.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, provided it's a cash deal.
Well, what's another risk?
If you can pull it off in daylight, if Charlie makes the delivery personally, Roland records, truck photographs, we've got him, and we can wrap up the case.
I'll stick with it, even if I have to take smelling salts to whip those gas fumes in the boot.
Provided Charlie Alberto trusts me.
Now you get this, Tony. You go tell Charlie he's caused me a lot of trouble. Tell him those 5 ounces weren't high grade. Someone adulterated them. There was 2 Ira grain short.
Sure, Frankie. Quit your beefing. When Charlie slapped me around, you got complaints, you tell him yourself.
Yeah, you figure I got nothing to do but chase the knucklebrain all over Harlem?
Take your foot off the gas, Frankie. Nobody don't call a little bullets nothing but respectful names around here.
Okay. Then you line up a meet for me and your boss. If he's caught any idea, tell him I got 7,000 greenbacks to bust on a deal. And if his stuff's high grade, then a 7 grand's only peanuts to what's coming up.
Say, you sure got some swell clients, Frankie.
None but the best. That's why I ain't friendly with any punk who tries to shortchange. Now, beat it. You tell Charlie fix a meet for tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock. Tell him to bring 20 ounces pure and a 7 grand's in his pocket. Tell him we meet right here.
Sure. Sure, I'll tell him, Frankie.
Nice work, Frank. 3 o'clock. I checked with the Met boys. They promised the weather tomorrow afternoon at that time will be cold but clear. Strong light.
I sure hope nothing slips. If Charlie or his killer punks catch on of us. Now flowers, by request.
This time, leave the rear compartment unlocked. Should there be trouble, Roland can help. Pack shoulder holsters. But if you do use your guns, don't shoot to kill. We want these boys alive to make them wish they were dead. Good luck.
Hi, Frankie. The boss says come on over.
Next.
Charlie says... Say, what's that?
A crutch, you blind. See my foot and ankle? Well, I got drunk last night, fell on some blasted stairs, chipped my ankle bone.
Yeah? Got much pain, Frankie?
Yeah. Turns white out if I gotta use the crutch. Now, you tell Charlie, will you? And tell him I got a 7 grand.
Gee, you ain't gonna like it, but... Sure, it's dirty luck about your ankle.
Look, I ain't got all afternoon to wait around.
Sure. I'll go tell the boss.
Hi, Frankie. Oh.
Holy Saints, Alabama.
Davis. Just want to check.
Okay.
Hey, you must be top boy around here, Frankie. Charlie's coming over.
You got the stuff?
Ask him. Hey, I ever show you my ice pick?
Ah, go chip yourself a hunk.
You go careful. I don't figure you a hunk of ice.
What's this about you busting your ankle?
Ah, look for yourself.
Tony.
Russ.
You take a look.
You touch my ankle, I jab your eyes. I'm going through enough Hades with it as it is.
Sure, but...
Charlie, tell him to back up. If I want to do business, I'm blow.
Hey, why the uproar, Frankie?
7 grand burning in my pants.
All right, boys, forget it. It's a deal, Frankie. 20 ounces high grade for you. 7 goes for me.
It's a deal, Charlie.
This is Willard, New York District Supervisor, Narcotics Bureau. Thanks to our cold-nerved undercover agent we call Frankie Heimer, our scheme to get Charles Alberto succeeded. This man who topped the international list of narcotics violators realized his defense was hopeless, entered a plea of guilty, was sentenced from 5 to 10 years in Bronx County Jail. His associates received sentences up to 8 years, but not Alabama. He finally confessed to murder, died in the electric chair.
The story you have heard is factual. Names have been changed to protect the identities of those concerned. Listen again for another exposé of those who deal in forbidden cargo.